at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter complains about an Obama-appointed judge not letting the Justice Department use the lawyers it wants to argue for a citizenship question on next year's census, asking, could this be a first?
The reason the judge gave was that the defendants provide no reasons, let alone satisfactory reasons, for the substitution of counsel. The Justice Department has been trying to shake up its legal team after the Supreme Court blocked its first attempt to add the controversial question to the census. But attorneys for the ACLU contested the substitutions, and the judge agreed.
Fox's Chris and Fisher. California is the first state to make some adults in the country illegally eligible for free health care.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom just signed into law a bill that makes low-income adults ages 25 and younger eligible for the state's Medicaid program, regardless of their immigration status.
Fox Business Network's Tracy Carrasco, the state already covers children regardless of immigration status. This is Fox News.
Until every camp was booked, and now you're going crazy because you don't want your kids in the house? Don't worry, there are plenty of kids' summer camps still available, like Camp Itchy Booty, a combination of mosquitoes and no toilet paper.
Yay.
Camp Anaconda, we set a big snake loose in camp, and your kids get to stay awake all night long. How about Camp Gunawaka? No bikes, no skateboards, just you, your Fitbit, and steps. There's Camp Tick in beautiful Lyme, Connecticut. Or how about the Incontinent Palomino Western Trail Ranch? Procrastinating parents, summer camps for kids. You should probably sign your kids up today, but we know you won't because you're pathetic.
Of Greg's smoking came up on the show. Greg Budell, what would have to happen for you to quit smoking?
Stop making my cigarettes.
Then there was a group discussion.
You've been smoking that long, it's not going to make a difference.
Well, no,
you don't know that.
Doctors say that if you stop today, yes, it will make a difference.
He's not going to stop.
They have a whole timeline for what happens when you stop, when you don't smoke for 6 hours, when you don't smoke for a day, when you don't smoke for 3 days, you don't smoke for a week.
And he's not going to do it.
But he could if he wanted to.
He doesn't want to.
Pardon me while I pull my foot out of the grave.
The only one who didn't comment was Bailey the Wonder Dog. Bailey, your thoughts?
I'd walk a mile for a camel.
What the hell does that mean?
It means your dog is probably going out to the casino for cheaper cigarette prices.
Shut up.
Stand by for three men.
Hey, you got a light?
Sure thing, Bailey. And a lady.
They are called Virginia Slim, Super Slim Blues, and they're not making them anymore.
So if you see him in a convenience store, I'll pay an extra buck a pack.
You'd rather fight than switch.
You got it. It is Three Men and a Lady. Here's Julie, Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and this man.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
So get this. Yesterday at the Montgomery Airport, it got to 100 degrees. Oh, honey, he must be talking about the heat index. No. The actual temperature got to 100 yesterday. The heat index got to 110 yesterday. We have a heat advisory today. Another lovely day. High in the middle 90s. Heat index maybe as high as 107, somewhere around that neighborhood. Random. Will it feel better 107 after 110 yesterday? I don't know.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Random scattered showers and thunderstorms will become rather numerous later on this afternoon and this evening. Some of that is tropical banding from that system in the Gulf that could be a depression later today. Low tonight, 77. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, that system will continue to have an effect on us in that there's a lot of tropical moisture that will be squeezed over us, even though this potential tropical storm passes south of us, high in the low 90s. Sunday and Monday, back to the standard forecast. Right now, 12,000-foot ceiling. It's cloudy, 79 degrees at 6:11.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Can you tell me what day it is?
It's Wednesday.
Jesus, only Wednesday?
What's on the agenda for today?
Back to work.
Is this every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
Can't say that I'm liking it.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Well, get over it.
And get back to work.
Boy, you are grumpy in the morning.
Oh, yeah?
What would be a good time for you?
How about showtime?
How about that? Yesterday afternoon, we did break into our coverage of nothing in particular with the bulletin that the temperature had, in fact, hit 100 degrees, and it was absolutely due to climate change.
Jeez.
We also had yesterday the death of Ross Perot. A couple of deaths yesterday. Let's cover his first.
But in all fairness, on Saturday Night Live, you know, we do everyone. We do Bill Clinton. We do Ross Perot. Of course, I did do Ross Perot. And here is the deal. Sing. Now, he's got one eye almost shut like that. See, here it is. Now, Christmas season. Isn't this nice? I love those Christmas songs. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now, what the hell is a red-nosed reindeer? A reindeer with a drinking problem, I swear. Now, I just adore it here, and so do all my kids, so does Mara. I love Ross Perot at a press conference. Didn't you love when he gets to, yeah, but what, how, do you have any evidence? What, you're not listening to one word I'm saying, are you? You want a sound bite? Is that what you want? You want a little sound bite, a little something to put in your press story there? Is that what you want? See? Mm-hmm. See? Is that what you like, huh? Now, the deficit, see, the deficit is like a crazy aunt down the basement. No one is paying attention to her. And she is just getting ornerier and stinkier. You get me? I say, take her out, slap her around, and hose her down.
We had a great clip yesterday of Dana Carvey doing Ross Perot being interviewed by Larry King, being played by the late, great Phil Hartman. And that's on my page, and it's hysterical. Not so much Dana Carvey, but Phil Hartman as Larry King, you know, with the hunchback of TV talk radio, was spot on. It's just a brilliant piece. Phil, back in the days when SNL was funny.
Phil Hartman was one of my all-time SNL favorites.
Yes.
Yeah.
He, some of my best friends, the day he died, I remember we're texting each other saying, can you believe this? It was just
and
a shocker.
Murdered.
Yeah. Oh, it was a weird death. Rip Torn died yesterday.
I was going to announce it that way, but since you beat me to the punch.
Which name was that?
That was Rip Torn.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was ripped or torn.
When I think of Rip Torn, I think of one thing, the Larry Sanders Show. He was the general manager, the producer of the show. He was the show producer. He was great. Oh my gosh!
Now there, in another time in my life, I could have done the Rip Torn thing a whole different way. But I don't get ripped before I go on the air anymore, so I couldn't do that. Today is the 55th anniversary of A Hard Day's Night, and guess what, gang?
What?
Later today, we will play
Truth or Baloney.
And it's all about the movie, A Hard Day's Night.
Okay.
Featuring the Beatles. Absolutely. Okay. We have the new Food Outlet specials because it's Wednesday. Shall we talk about those for a moment?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we got here. What will we be looking? Well, I can tell you right now, you'll be getting New York strip steaks one morning next week.
Yay.
At $5.71 a pound. Were they good this week?
Yes, sir. And they were juicy and they were large.
All right. Boneless pork chops, $1.84 a pound. They have a phenomenal meat department, and it's not just these two items I mentioned. You're going to save on everything, no matter when you go to Food Outlet and browse the meat department. I buy packages, about three or four every week, of beautiful boneless chicken tenders. When I see that same thing at one of the chain stores, because I do some reconnaissance shopping, the tenders are not as big, and they cost about twice as much.
Hear that, Bailey?
I'm serious. That's why Bailey gets the best. Nice, and, you know, doing the keto as we are, it's great because you can buy, now I'm buying like 5-6 packages, throw them in the wok with some vegetables and a little, you know, keto-friendly sauce. It's awesome. And you will save throughout the store. Oscar Mayer hot dogs are 98 cents a package. Holy 1990s, gang. That's pretty incredible.
I read about the 90s.
Well, if you want to experience 90s pricing, go to Food Outlet. If you want to experience the price of tomorrow, go to a chain grocery store and live with the illusion that because they're bigger or have more options or stores or locations, that they're going to save you money, because they are not. Food Outlet in Twice a Day Millbrook on Highway 14. Put down the person you're with and go shopping. In the preferred community on Main Street, just west of Highway 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, your local news at 6:16. Our most electrifying story coming up.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have arrested three teens on burglary and theft charges. They say a 16-year-old and two 15-year-olds broke into a store in the 1200 block of Northeastern Boulevard and stole 13 guns. Those weapons have not been recovered. Montgomery police say 20-year-old Shakira Harris is charged with second-degree rape following an investigation into an inappropriate relationship with a minor. She remains in the Montgomery County Jail on a $30,000 bond. And attorneys for Aaron Smith filed a motion Monday requesting a new immunity hearing. Smith is a Montgomery police officer charged in the 2016 murder of Greg Gunn. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey says his office hasn't had a chance to respond yet, but says this is a frivolous motion. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
I remember the dress she had on, and that was not it. Oh, 618, rather. When is this insanity going to stop? It's become such a problem now that grocery stores are locking their freezer cabinets.
Wait a minute.
To put an end to this cereal licking thing that's going on.
So it's going to be like you have to get somebody to open it for you, right?
Kind of how it is.
A couple places have been like that already. None that I have been to.
A lot of electronics type places are like that, you know. If you want that Roku box, you got to go see an attendant.
What if you just want to lick the Roku box? Goose has
one
of those.
I heard that about you.
And I was thinking that looks like a good option. How hard is that to learn how to use?
I could.
It's peepaw.
We could do it in one day. I could teach you, and
then
go over to Jay's house and put the thing on the roof.
That'd be great.
All in one day.
I have a guy that does the kind of stuff that you need done with that.
I need a mount.
Well, now, move to Millbrook.
Wow. Wow.
That's our show for today.
Have a good one. News and Views is next.
Wow. And, of course, like every other crisis in America, we have a song. The cereal licking.
I hope they all get caught. I hope that nobody spit in the ice cream that I bought. Nasty ludes.
This is the worst situation that's occurred so far at a small grocery store in Florida, where a woman was arrested for tampering with ice cream. She spit in it, picked her nose and put the boogers in.
Oh, good
and
Lord.
And then peed on it and put it on the shelf.
Are you kidding?
Let's start locking.
Captured on videotape.
What the?
Yeah.
Wow.
Awful.
Like, oh, boogers. Fine. Okay. Well, peed on it in the middle of the grocery store. Or did she run off to the bathroom with it, do it, and then come back? Not that you have those kind of details.
Well, after that episode in the donut shop, she probably did it right there. Why bother to hide it?
Jeez. I'm sorry for anybody who's eating breakfast.
Yeah, there were stores that were locking up Tide Pods when that whole thing was going a couple of years
exactly.
ago.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Tide Pods just going to get rid of the idiots. That's all.
Tide Pods still look...
People licking in my ice cream is just going to annoy me and give me some kind of nastiness that I don't want.
The hurt.
Will this end up with another... With this, nobody's died, but will this be like Tylenol where they're going to come up with more adult-proof ways to open up...
I think that the FDA is going to end up passing that they all have to have that protective...
plastic coat.
Yeah.
The plastic ring...
Around the lid. That's visible on the outside that has not been tampered with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And currently, there's a few ice cream companies that don't. I know that Bluebell, who
Breyers
are
Breyers does, but Bluebell doesn't.
Bluebell doesn't, and I'm all for them making better ways for me to tell if my ice cream has been tampered with, even though 3 weeks ago, less than that, a week ago.
All we need,
I didn't have to worry about it.
All we need is for Bluebell to go through one more crisis, you know?
Yikes.
Remember when Bluebell was taken out of our lives for a little while?
That was awful.
That was. Yeah. And you know what? They're good people. That is a good company.
Very nice folks that we work with.
Does a nice job marketing their product. And oh, we have just another one of those rare days where they get any questions, but we have... what?
Unity
on the conundrum options today, which is nice.
That was such a good day.
When there's something to celebrate and you need to give a gift to seal the celebration, visit Brian Jewelry in Prattville. I've had ideas in the past, and
me too.
You can. I'm just no longer at that age where I feel like visiting 10 stores in one day trying to find something that's close to what I'm thinking of, because. There's an option in Prattville that's been there for 63 years called Brian Jewelry, where you can just tell them what you're looking for. And if it's not in, and they do have a huge selection, and their jewelry is very competitively priced. So much so, and they buy and sell too. And I'm expecting a shipment from South Florida that I'm going to go in and redeem and turn into something else as someone I know and love moves on with her life. Goose. She asked too, because she had done some graphic design exchanges with them last year and was really impressed. It's not just jewelry, of course. Every gem you can think of, pendants and bracelets and charm bracelets. They also have two special showcases, each one with beautiful merchandise dedicated to the greatest rivalry in sports. So if you want to celebrate that, you can do that as well. They can help you get it financed, sometimes as low as 0%. And, of course, they gift wrap, and they make it first class all the way. I love working with them. From a tiny little business in a tiny little town 63 years ago, now in their beautiful freestanding building at 1778 East Main, it's Brian Jewelry. Or visit brianjewelry.com. You can browse there and join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. At 624, we are going to take our first look at the roads. Rich will have the timeline for July the 10th. And today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, dumbest.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
As we roll into your Wednesday morning, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We don't see a lot of problems for you. Traffic is starting to build up on the boulevard, so watch yourself around the intersections. If you're coming into town on the 31s, there are no big problems for you. We already see a crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area. And if you are on the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit ride. Let's be careful this morning as we get our day started. World Acceptance can help you with finances and is located in Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza has so much for your family. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Remember when YouTube didn't exist and once a week Bob Saget told you which videos were funny?
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
They're fighting at Disneyland, you're supposed to be happy. D-I-S-N-E-Y-F-I-G-H-T. Cops are gonna charge them with assault and battery. D-I-S-N-E-Y-F-I-G-H-T. Disney fights.
Sucker punch.
Disney fights.
Uppercut.
Some jerk is gonna punch you in the eye.
Eye, eye, eye.
Come along and join the brawl and bring your family. D-I-S-N-E-Y-F-I-G-H-T.
As we close in on 6:30, we'll talk retirement on TV in just a few. But right now, with the timeline for the 10th day of July, today's lesson with Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Here is Rich Thomas.
Ah, that's one of my favorite sounders. I like that one. 191st day of the year, 174 days remain on National Kitten Day.
was a kitty cat at the end of the driveway this morning.
A kitty cat?
Which almost made me late, but then I realized that one of the neighbor's chickens had gotten in our yard.
Oh. Bailey thought she saw a kitty cat this morning. Was it a bunny, Bailey? It was a bunny. It was a bunny. Totally. It was a little bunny.
Right now she's hunting down a chicken that I don't have in my pants.
I know. She's really buddying up to you there. This is Don't Step on a Bee Day.
My sister did that when we were kids.
Yeah, I swell up like a balloon when that happened, and they had to quickly put me in ice water. So I found out I'm allergic to bee stings.
It's frightening.
It's also Pina Colada Day. That might be good for a bee sting.
I don't know. Pina Colada.
Oh, gosh, please. No. Please. No.
Don't ever use that song please, for your
no.
song of the day.
Song of the day.
Yeah, never.
Believe me,
if it ever comes up in your list, guess what? Surprise. Something else is going in there.
It'll be Rich from an alternative universe. It won't be the real Rich, so be aware of that. On this date in 1040, Lady Godiva was wearing nothing on horseback through Coventry, according to a legend, to force her husband... to force her husband, the Earl of Mercia, to lower taxes. I don't know if it worked or not, but... it got some attention.
That's how it worked in the Three Stooges episode. Did you ever see that one?
I think so. It's been a while. Yeah,
yeah,
I think so.
The spirit of Lady Godiva comes back to rescue a knight in the armor where he's been for 1,000 years because he got hit in the face with pies.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, the pie episode. Yeah, you're right. On this date in 1925, the Scopes monkey trial begins in Dayton, Tennessee. John Scopes eventually found guilty of teaching evolution at a public school and fined $100. Was it Spencer Tracy?
Yes. And Frederick March played the lawyers in the noted movie.
Yeah.
The Scopes monkey.
And they said that the heat was unbearable in the inside that courthouse.
Yeah. There's an episode of Green Acres where one of the lawyers impersonates Spencer Tracy with the suspenders in that film. You gotta see it.
On this date in 1928, color motion pictures are first demonstrated by inventor George Eastman of Eastman Kodak. 1962, the U.S. patent patent is issued for the seatbelt, the current seatbelt we had, the three-point seatbelt. 55 years ago in 64, I guess you're going to talk about this, the Beatles' Hard Day's Night came out.
That's correct. It's a True the Baloney contest later today to win a pine fries.
Now our song of the day, and as frequently happens, it's a song that came up in conversation here in the studio the other day. Do you remember this? The Tempting Temptations were here at Impact with the Four Tops not long ago. We turn back the clocks to the red hot summer of 1970. Vietnam War raging, riots and protests all over the country. Brilliant writer Norman Whitfield wrote it. It's all a big ball of confusion, and it's on your timeline right now.
People moving up, people moving in by. Of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
And I, boy, and I, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on.
For shizzle.
The only person talking about love than brother is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the world is today.
Hey, hey, hey.
1976 on this day, One Hit Wonders, the Starland Vocal Band, started a two-week run at number one with Afternoon Delight.
You know, they gave them a summer TV series based on that one song.
It's been in so many movies. If you look at the list of movies, it's amazing. It was a Montgomery breakout hit. It's about doing it during the day.
It's also the national anthem of Melbourne.
Don't now.
Yeah, during the day. Well, how could... Well, if it's going to be twice... Never mind. 40 years ago in 1970...
Rockets in flight.
1979, Chuck Berry sentenced to 4 months in prison for tax evasion. Look at this look on her face. Are you worried about the Chuck Berry thing?
Who was the one that started that whole twice-a-day thing?
I answered a question honestly.
End of case closed. That's it.
Okay, so 1985, this is the day that Coca-Cola announced it would resume selling the old Formula Coke.
Hallelujah.
While continuing,
while continuing to
no, not that old one.
Not the old one.
while continuing to sell the new Coke. 30 years ago today, in 1989, the great Mel Blanc, the man of a thousand voices, died in Los Angeles at 81, along with all the Looney Tunes characters like Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Speedy Gonzales, Foghorn Leghorn, and Yosemite Sam. He was also the voice of Barney Rubble and Dino on the Flintstones.
His last words,
is amazing. You know how many people it took to replace him?
Oh, man.
A lot.
Yes. I think that is inscribed on his tombstone, though.
Yeah,
that's
all, it is.
That's all. I think his son took over into a lot of those roles, didn't he? 28 years ago in 91, Boris Yeltsin, guy who likes vodka, took the oath of office as the first elected president of Russia. 27 years ago in 92, Captain Joseph Hazelwood cleared of a criminal responsibility for environmental damage caused by the Exxon Valdez oil spill. The court overturned his conviction because he was the one who reported it. 1995, Hugh Grant appears on The Tonight Show after a Hollywood arrest. Jay Leno famously asked him, "What the hell were you thinking?"
He's Dana Elizabeth Hurley. Like,
I know, and he pays some...
That's just insane.
That shows how much you know about men.
We have needs.
Well. All right.
We have needs.
18 years ago, 2001, Harrison Ford swooped down from his private helicopter to rescue a 13-year-old Utah boy. He was a Boy Scout who was lost in Yellowstone National Park. And this is the day last year that the final four boys and their coach were rescued from that cave in Thailand. Birthdays. Jessica Simpson is 39. Adrian Grenier is 43. He's the guy from Entourage. Arlo Guthrie is 72. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. In the Dearly Departed file, Fred Gwynn, who was Herman Munster on The Munsters, and he was also the judge in My Cousin Vinny. He died in 1993, would have had a birthday today. And David Brinkley, NBC News, Washington, would have had a birthday
David
today.
David Brinkley.
2003. I used to love Chet Huntley, NBC News,
yes.
New York. And David Brinkley, NBC News, Washington.
You want to read a great book? Read Washington Goes to War by David Brinkley. He's written a couple of great books, actually. And I've read them both.
His writing is... set him apart from the rest of the pack. For 52 days from SEC football, but the Duncan and Son Predictathon is the day before. Birthday season begins four Fridays later, and we're only 141 days now till Thanksgiving meal on the table. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Heat advisory again today with a high in the middle 90s, but there'll be a generous supply of thunderstorms. Typically around the lunch hour, they start populating the radar screen, and then they get more numerous by later on in the afternoon and into the evening hours. Tonight's low 77. Tomorrow and Friday and Saturday, we'll lump them together because of that tropical system in the Gulf, which will pass south of us and could become a depression today. Scattered to numerous thunderstorms will develop, especially daytime and into the evening hours. Tropical downpours at times. Highs mostly in the low 90s. Every Alabama farmer's got their fingers crossed. Then Sunday and Monday back to that standard summertime forecast. Right now this morning, 89% humidity, and it's very oppressive with 79 degrees and cloudy skies at 6:39.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
We have a little time to kill here.
Oh.
A lot of people bought this song, even though it's silly. And that's about all I can take.
It's showtime.
But, you know, even though it's cute that they both like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
Cheating on
that
their spouses.
That means they plan to cheat.
and didn't weren't gonna tell the other one.
But then doesn't it like work out in the rest of the song? I don't ever listen to it all the way through.
But
I don't never listen to it.
I don't ever. I didn't say that. I said I don't ever listen to it all the way through. I can't take it.
Yeah. Somebody got in trouble for playing that song.
Lost their job.
You gotta tell me that one.
What?
I don't remember their name, actually. In fact, I don't think they're no. I don't think they're.
They played it.
Are they dead?
They're no longer living.
They weren't allowed to play it.
Yeah. I mean, I can think of a lot of songs you're gonna put your job on the line.
They had been told repeatedly, stop playing that song.
Yeah.
Oh. But okay. I want to hear that story.
I'm very curious as well.
It is 6:40.
I don't have many more details than that. I don't even remember the guy's name.
About 30 seconds behind her.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Nearly one quarter of Americans never plan to retire from work, according to a new poll.
Roughly another quarter of Americans say they will continue working beyond their 65th birthday. Money is a major reason many people want to keep working as they get older because of concerns they might not have enough for retirement.
That's why I just need to win the lottery.
Not in this state.
Again, another day. We want to bring in 3 minute lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Retirement is death. Thank you.
Well, you're talking about when you stop doing everything. We've all known people who just get so bored.
I missed that. What was that?
What did he say?
Can't look up.
I heard it.
What, I missed it. What was it?
Things just escalate so quickly here.
They truly do.
It was Ryan throwing out another
barb.
Another barb there.
May I hear it? May I?
I catch it on the replay.
Dab a little bit.
I don't mind. Yeah, he's don't brilliant. He's hilariously funny. I just want to know what I missed. Go ahead, Ryan. Repeat it, please.
He said that you look great this morning.
that blue shirt really brings out the gray in your hair.
Oh, Ryan.
Yeah, you go for that contrast.
Your chance to smooth things over.
Yeah. Weren't you going to start giving them breakfast tomorrow morning? But
I was.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you better
We've heard
not
that
have
before.
You better not have messed this up for me.
Fool me once, shame on me.
There may be a package outside the studio over there that says to Jalea with love. And
to Ryan with hate.
No.
He's going to leave Andrew out? Like, what did Andrew do?
But here's the thing.
This is one thing I'm okay with being left out of.
We get together here every morning for 3 hours and have a great time. Why would I want to stop doing that because you hit a certain age?
No, but I go back a generation or two. My dad worked at Republic Steel Corporation, and he got to retire with a pension. You don't hear that word anymore. Right. You don't hear the word pension anymore.
What's that? What is that?
In the late 50s. I mean, he was making what he was making working in retirement. And these days, a lot of people don't have a nest egg at all, right?
Yep.
This is true. Some of us made poor choices with our money when we were making it. But to me, and I, as I said at the very beginning, I think when you retire, especially if you love what you're doing, that's when you start to die. I'd have to be doing something. Now, one thing, I may dial back my radio schedule at some point, but in the fabulous physical condition I'm in, that day is...
Rich laughed, not me.
That was Ryan's laugh.
You and Emily are
Jared. That was you. We have you on full screen right now.
Greg West. I don't know what we're all talking about.
That's what it was.
But I love to write, and that's the one thing I would like to make more room for, because you can check out my column at riverregionboom.com. It's called The Joys of Summer. It's all about why the kind of childhood I enjoyed was, in my opinion, better than the kind that's available today. So, yeah, I would like to devote more time to that, because I think I have at least one book in me. It's called 20 Women to Die For.
I would like to roll back, too, and there's a lot you can do. You can work from the house now with the internet. No?
Yes.
That would be nice.
This is true.
So.
You see, the book is, I got a lot of...
Do we need to pre-order this movie?
I know. Yeah, I was going to say. It's already
on Amazon.
Yeah, go to. It's already number one on the pre-order list. I have all these crazy stories that I've had a weird life in the sense I've had a lot of very bizarre. I mean, do you know anybody else that got to MC a mass for a pope? I did. You know, that's just one of those.
I think we talked about this before. I didn't even know that they have MCs at Mass, and I'm Catholic, and I've never been to one of those Masses.
I'm with you.
You can look it up. Andrew. You can look it up online. There is still stuff you can find online. That would be September 10th, 1987, at Tamiami Park in Miami. And it was an amazing experience.
Like, it sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And I was picked by the Archdiocese of Miami for that, and I'm not Catholic.
Why would you retire from that, right? You
know? No, so who knows what the next big adventure is going to be?
Okay. You were their only option?
Oh, Lord.
We're
going to
make time for one last segment now. And hope for better luck tomorrow morning. You guys have a good one.
Right, it's the heat, Greg. I'm sorry. It makes me cranky.
You're
bye,
funny
guys.
Guy.
If you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Wow. That Ryan.
Those zingers, man. He's letting them fly today. I enjoy him. He has got a great sense of humor. So, yesterday, when I was driving in yesterday morning, you don't have to go to all the trouble to go, I've got it right here. So I'm driving in yesterday morning.
Well, why did I even come in if you've got me on a hotkey?
And they're repaving 85, and there's hardly any illumination on the road. And I heard something hit up underneath the front end of the car. So the car continued to run fine. And yesterday, going home, I started hearing a flapping sound, like I had a plastic bag that I forgot, you know, was left outside the door. So I decided, when I woke up from my nap, I called Donnie Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body, and I said, I realize this is not the accident of the century, but something's going on underneath the front. I hit something in the dark. Not a mailbox this time, something. Well, I got it over there, and they put it on the rack, and there, it was the cover for the oil pan, but it was completely gone.
Ooh.
So we're going to get another one. And then when I got home last night at 6 o'clock, there it was in the driveway. The point being, you know, it's just great to have somebody you can turn to, and because you don't know if you run. I've heard stories of people who have run over things that spun underneath the car and punctured gas tanks and all kinds of crazy things can happen. And you want people who are very thorough in analyzing a situation. So whether your car has real crow's feet because of a fender bender, or a situation as goofy as the ones I managed to come up with, mailboxes and everything else, Montgomery Paint and Body will give you the result you're looking for, the bang for you, the buck you deserve from your those insurance premiums you pay, and provide you and return to you a car that looks as good as new, maybe better, and that is a GuarNT. Built on the ethics of the Turner family, 35 years of service to the River Region on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Cheap and Trashy coming up. Let's see who might need MPB right now.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the Wednesday morning traffic, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We don't see a lot of problems for you on the interstates. Everybody seems to be rolling along at a speed limit ride. If you're on the boulevard, it's starting to get packed up around the intersections. Be careful. We also see what looks like maybe an accident at Coliseum Boulevard and the Northern Boulevard. If you're on the 31s, traffic is starting to build up your way as well, so be careful as you head on into town. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
July 10th is National Pina Colada Day. It's a day set aside for those who like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight, sorry, couldn't resist. Have a happy Pina Colada Day.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
I don't know why she felt it necessary to announce this, but Mariah Carey, now 49 years old.
Right.
You'd think somebody in show business would have a lot of experience doing that. But she says she's only been with 5 men in her adult life.
Why does anybody need to know that? Nobody needs to know that.
Yeah, she offered
That's
it up.
That's why we call this the cheap and trashy.
She offered up that information. No, yeah. I don't think anybody approached her and asked her. I think she's like, called her agent and be like, put out a press release. Only been with 5 guys.
Ariana Grande, you know, the whole thing with Pete Davidson, yeah. She says she didn't really know him. So apparently that was a whole big sentence about nothing. Hey, shall we pay tribute to, what's his name? The late Rip Torn.
Oh, God. He was great. He was great.
You know, and all the coverage and the credits that were, you know, mentioned. He was actually very funny in the second Airplane movie, the sequel.
Uh-huh.
They did this whole thing about the boys downtown, the boys downtown. Right. And there's a scene where they get into an elevator, and the elevator music is so loud that it's deafening. They have raindrops keep falling in my head. Yeah. MacArthur's Park. MacArthur in the Park. Stuff like that. I think he deserved a little tribute for that. But here is a Rip Torn highlight reel.
Edwards, what the hell happened?
Hesitated. May I ask why you felt little Tiffany deserved to die?
Well, she was the only one that actually seemed dangerous at the time, sir.
Shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. If you can dodge traffic, you can dodge a ball.
Any thoughts?
No, but I'd like
to... I'm not sure that anyone wants to hear what you got to say, young lady. Now, don't take this as a threat, but I killed a man like you in Korea, hand to hand.
I am open to any constructive criticism.
Where the hell should I start? Come on, Hades, don't be such a stiff. Join the celebration.
Love to, but can't.
You want to slow down? You work yourself to death. Work yourself to death.
Well, there's a pedigree. Speaking of balls, Major League Baseball insists that it is not juicing baseballs, even though home runs are flying out at record rate.
Something's happened.
Justin Verlander, who started the All-Star game last night, won by the American League for the 25th time out of the last 31 games. He says they are. And you got to trust a pitcher who's been doing it for a long time.
Do you like the way they mic'd some of those guys last night?
I like that.
Entertaining.
Yes. To get some play. And to see that the guys, even though they compete, you know, with great tenacity in a regular season game, that they're friends.
They're friends, yeah.
And they have good things to say about each other. There is a new technology that's going to make it possible for them to reboot movies using the images and voices of the original actors.
Now, no.
Yeah, the technology is coming. It's not quite ready yet. But here's an example of how this could turn up in a reboot of a major motion picture that was a hit years ago.
New advances in science could mean that actors will be replaced by technology. And now all the classic movies are being rebooted with Siri, like The Godfather.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. But these great deals I found on the web.
And The Wizard of Oz.
I've got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. Rerouting.
And let's not forget Star Wars.
I am your father.
All right, calling Darth Vader.
And the beloved classic, Gone with the Wind.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I didn't get that.
And of course, the unforgettable musical, Singing in the Rain.
I'm singing in the rain.
There is actually only 20% chance of rain. Partly cloudy skies. Temperature at 75 degrees Fahrenheit.
Movies with Siri. Coming to your screens sooner than you think.
Actually, I think it'd be kind of cool if one day we were able to see a brand new Humphrey Bogart movie because of this digital technology.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, because I have to figure out how to get what I'm thinking out of my mouth where it makes sense.
Wasn't Nat King Cole's daughter, Nat King Cole's daughter.
Natalie? Right.
Yeah. When she did that duet with her father.
Oh, I cried the first time I saw that. That was beautiful.
Long after he died.
Yeah.
That was chilling. It was amazing.
I think we're going to see this, and I think we're going to see it, according to what I read this morning, within the next 4 or 5 years.
I just don't... I don't like that, because... Yeah, like, I know they did some of this stuff with Carrie Fisher to, you know, with the CGI or whatever.
Yep.
But to do a whole film, you don't get the actor in that. You get what's perceived as the way that they would do that role. Mm. You don't have, like, a true, genuine, emotional
But if
portrayal.
You like that actor, wouldn't that be okay with you?
I would absolutely not want to see Charlie Chaplin or Sir Laurence Olivier in some reboot today of something.
Well, Charlie Chaplin didn't do any talkies, though.
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So,
The one about Hitler,
The Great Dictator.
Great Dictator, yeah. Oh. He was on Hitler well before a lot of the others were. Netflix, I mean, my daughter, among many other fans of The Office, freaking out about The Office departing the Netflix options. Friends also leaving Netflix.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What? That's going to hurt
them. Year. Yeah. Well, now, before everybody gets crazy here, let's remember that they gave the Obamas $25 million to come up with some great programming. So I'm sure that will satisfy you.
Is Friends going to the NBC deck, too?
I would imagine it is. Mm-hmm. I can't say
if they're
going to
take The Office, then yeah, I see them taking Friends.
Taking Friends, yeah. Now, there was no triple play in the All-Star game last night, but you know where you can find a triple play right now? Lewis Long.
I see.
That's right. And Exmark, which is a great product line, great mowers. Here's what they've got going on through the month of July. The triple play.
Number one, up to $1,000 off select Exmark mowers through the end of this month. Two, 0% financing. 0% financing.